Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone, and Happy New Year. Happy New Year. Boy, you can tell I'm behind the times here. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of The Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. So today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about my 2009 economic forecast. So find out what's ahead for the year, and after that, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I just want to mention that tomorrow night, January 24th, I'll be speaking at Astara's Psychic Salon in Everett, Washington. That begins at 7 p.m., and it's being held at Sean O'Donnell's Restaurant, which is at 122 128th Street Southeast in Everett, Washington. Now, for directions, all you need to do is just go to seanodonnells.com. That's seanodonnells.com. And I'll be speaking about good timing for success. And I also want to mention that each month I give a free teleconference about the energies for the upcoming month. And this will be held on January 29th, which is next Thursday, from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time or 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. And I'll cover all the major energies for February and also answer your questions. It's free to do this, so just visit our site and we'll send you an email when you register with all the details for how to attend by telephone or listen to it later. To do this, just go to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com, and click on the link at the upper right for the free teleconference. Now, lastly, I just want to remind you that you can learn about all the upcoming cycles well ahead of time and understand the economic and business trends by subscribing to my annual Good Timing newsletters and email updates. For just 8 cents a day, you can plan ahead and be alert to major timing tips and be prepared for important economic changes. And you can get those at askmadeline.com. And just when you're there, click on the link to the Polaris store or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So, what is up in the heavens? Well, first of all, a hearty welcome to President Obama and his team. Now, I know some of you have heard reports about how his inauguration time was bad, but I'm here to tell you that was actually quite a good time to be inaugurated. In Washington, D.C., during his inauguration, it was not really a timeout or void moon, because there the moon was making an excellent aspect to the highest angle in the chart. So his inauguration chart shows that he is exceptionally well protected and that he will bring in many new ideas to support and lead the country with very high integrity. Now, back to our cycles for the week. Today, January 23rd, we have an excellent cycle for high growth. This is Sun conjunct Jupiter, which is peaking today. I love it. Wow, that's a great cycle to have on a Friday. People generally feel very good when this happens, and it occurs once a year. This cycle will stay in range through February 1st, so we've got another week to use this great energy for high growth possibilities. Now, I know we're still in Mercury retrograde through January 31st, so we're not supposed to be starting new projects, but you may be able to reconsider or reinvestigate a project or an alliance that could make things grow bigger. This week is a great time to do that. You could also re-promote a product or service you've already introduced. And speaking of Mercury retrograde, how are you doing with that? These periods can be challenging due to miscommunications, computer and other equipment failures, cars breaking down, slow traffic, and of course, discovering all those mistakes that have to be fixed immediately. Oh, goodness. So slow down and take care of them. Allow yourself the time to catch up. Also today, we have the peak of two excellent cycles, followed closely by a third one. Today, we have the peak of Mars sextile, both Venus and Uranus, which can create some pretty interesting fireworks, by the way, particularly in fun and love relationships. But remember, it's Mercury retrograde, so be careful how you talk to that special person. You want to create those fireworks in a positive way, not an argument. So just enjoy this energy and leave your swords in their sheaths. Now, the third cycle is Mars trine Saturn, which peaks very late tonight. This cycle is great for getting things accomplished efficiently and effectively. Plus, Mars is in its best of all signs, Capricorn, and this means actions that you take are strategic and bring you the best possible results for your efforts. The cycle stays in range through February 1st, so you have plenty of time to make use of this excellent energy. It's during the same time that we have that wonderful high growth energy. Now, we also have Mercury has just now moved back into Capricorn just a few days ago, and it's headed for a tight meeting with Mars. You may find yourself having some pretty heated discussions or outright fights. So watch for this, especially tomorrow on Saturday night and even on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Saturday night, the moon gets into the act too, making it even more volatile than at other times. So be careful when you're driving, as road rage may erupt out there. And be careful how you say things, too. Leave out those judgments. Just tell what you're feeling and what your experience is. And next, this Sunday, January 25th, we have a solar eclipse. Now, this is a new moon type of eclipse, which shows what's getting started. Eclipses indicate powerful and often very unexpected changes or events at hand. In fact, events related to them can occur as early as 30 days before the actual date of the eclipse and up to 30 days later. Now, this solar eclipse is part of a series of eclipses occurring on January 25th, followed by a lunar eclipse on February 9th. And this particular series is a gentle and positive set of eclipses. They can indicate a sudden but positive change to the groups with which a person or business associates. Now, this can result in some very positive changes for the person. It could also suggest a more serious commitment to a particular relationship. It's best to remain in trust as these changes occur and allow yourself to be moved along by the momentum. Now, the secondary meaning of this eclipse relates to birthing a completely new creative impulse in order to express yourself in a whole new way. So if you or your company are impacted by this eclipse, you'll have a desire to head in a new direction to create a unique path for yourself. And you may now bring to the foreground ideas that you've been incubating for some time and just haven't figured out how to bring them to the forefront, but now it can happen. This eclipse is occurring at 6 degrees 30 minutes of Aquarius. So if you or your company have planets or sensitive points between 2.5 to 10.5 degrees of Aquarius or Leo, this eclipse will pertain to you. Now next, I hope I don't sound like a broken record, but this is really, really important. We're now within 2 weeks of the next peak of Saturn opposite Uranus, which will occur on February 5th. And it's extremely volatile on February 4th as well. Now, this is a cycle that breaks up intolerable situations, makes those changes that you needed to make but didn't, and also is known for creating earthquake-type energies in a variety of situations. This can, of course, include physical earthquakes or other weather changes or earth changes. And this can include things that are happening under land or in the oceans. And, of course, the latter ones can create tsunamis. So we can see these other types of unexpected earth changes or very strange weather. So it's time to be prepared for the unexpected. We can't know where or how these unexpected situations will occur. So during the next few weeks, if you haven't already done this, spend some time getting prepared for emergency situations. Check to see if you have at least an extra week's worth of food, emergency water, batteries for flashlights, extra blankets, a camp stove and firewood in case you find yourself in a situation without power. Get a game plan together in case you're in an earthquake. Work out the logistics of what you and your family members will do if you're caught in one. It's best to decide on an out-of-state check-in person who everyone in your family will call to say they're okay. Put together an emergency kit for your car in case you're caught away from home. Look for potential safety issues and fix them as quickly as you can. Let's all get prepared because we may have to help more than just our families. Now, lastly, just a quick reminder that each week, the information that I give you over the radio about what's up in the heavens is available on my website. That's right. You can get your own copy of this and read it again and check for those dates. So to get your copy for this coming week, just visit AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com to get your copy. Now, when you get there, look under what's new on the left side, and there'll be a link for what's up in the heavens. Now, I know that we are headed into a break time, but when I come back, I'm going to be talking to you about what's ahead for our economy during 2009. And we'll find out, is it going to be great? Is it going to be terrible? Find out when I come back. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Is it possible to change your physical destiny in one critical hour without suffering or willpower? Cat James says yes. Find out what transformed Cat and others as you jumpstart your own journey to freedom from the boot camp body and beauty myths. With pioneering experts and real-life stories, Cat will get you off the merry-go-round so you can get serious about self-transformation. Are you ready to be transformed? Catch the Cat James Show Fridays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Learn more at TotalTransformation.com.
Did you know that nearly 60,000 dogs and cats are euthanized every year in Western Washington? Posado's Safe Haven Space Station, a state-of-the-art mobile vet clinic, travels to the areas that need help the most. Posado's is reducing the number of unwanted animals by making spaying and neutering easy, safe, and inexpensive. To check the space station schedule or to read more, please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org. That's P-A-S-A-D-O SafeHaven.org.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now, this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle, made only of soluble fiber, has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
Would you like to smile more and feel more joy in your life? Fly High Joy's funny, delightful, inspiring items have proven to put big smiles on people's faces and make them feel good. That's why their joyful creations will be given to all the top nominees at the 2009 Academy Awards. So, to get big smiles and feel good now, visit flyhighjoy.com or call 888-569-1332.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfGoGreen.com. That's P-E-R-F, GoGreen.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Remember, healthy spinal column alignment and a proper functioning nerve system are key foundational components for optimal health and wellness. At Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center, we strive to help each patient regain their health through natural chiropractic care and wellness counseling. Visit us at vcwc.net to learn more about our doctors and wellness counselors. Remember, vcwc.net.
Real people, real life, real radio. Really. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm giving you my 2009 economic predictions. But before I do that, I want to pass on an insight from David Wilcox, which may be important for us to consider before we look at what's happening in more detail. For those of you who haven't come across David Wilcox's work, his website is at divinecosmos.com. David Wilcox is considered by many to be the likely reincarnation of Edgar Cayce. The insight that I'm passing along to you from him is related to the airplane crash we had last week. Now, David believes that the plane crash was a metaphor for what's happening to the United States economy. Now, remember, those passengers on that plane could see the flames coming out of the engines. They could see that the plane was descending rapidly. They thought they were going to die. Yet a few minutes later, they were all outside standing on the wings of the plane as it floated in the river. Not a single person died in that dramatic landing and recovery. And a very similar thing could happen to the U.S. economy. Now, I admit, the background of that pilot was exceptional. He had glider training, making it more likely that he could successfully land that plane in the water. Plus, I'm sure he had plenty of help from the universe. But just to be clear, that particular landing had never been accomplished before by anyone in the history of aviation. So this was definitely a first time for that situation. Now, isn't this the same situation we're in with Obama? He has a very unusual background, quite different from most leaders, experienced in ways that our previous leaders are not, and holding a very different vision for our future. Isn't it possible that we could just as easily find ourselves standing on the wings of the economic recovery? It may be a false recovery in the sense that we're landing in the water instead of an airport, but that may be enough for us to get the help we need to get to solid land downstream, just as those passengers safely got help too. So with that idea in mind, let's look at what may be ahead for the economy this year. First of all, let's start by looking at the big picture. In 2000, we started a 40-year economic revolution, which will change the type of economy we have. It's changing from an earth economy, which was based on agriculture, manufacturing, services, and financial products. And it's changing to an air economy, meaning that it will be based on knowledge, data, communications, transportation, alliances and partnerships, technology, the internet, and innovation. This changeover will be complete by the end of 2040. Now, within this 40-year economic revolution, we're now in a 16-year period of economic transformation, meaning permanent changes are being made to the economy between now and 2024. We actually have a huge opportunity to transform our economy to one that's sustainable and one that nurtures ourselves and the earth at the same time. This means there isn't room for greed, corruption, and all the integrity issues that have been the standard in our past economy. These parts of the economy are still being exposed for what they really are, and we haven't seen all of it yet. So this may not seem like a good situation, but it is. When we get through this transformation, we'll have a much better economy and a much better world. Now, what's happening in 2009 with it? Well, first of all, The U.S. chart and the Federal Reserve chart are both experiencing major transformational challenges, particularly the U.S. is getting it in relation to finances. Now, the Federal Reserve chart shows a major transformational challenge to the Federal Reserve itself, its chairman, its primary product, which is the U.S. dollar, and the Federal Reserve's reputation. And these changes are occurring right now, and they will be occurring throughout the whole year. So we can be pretty sure that when this year is over, or possibly as late as early 2010, our U.S. dollar will be different. Our Federal Reserve will be different. And with any luck at all, it will either be nationalized or abolished. Now, why would I say such a thing? Well, for starters, the Federal Reserve, with its great name, is neither federal nor a reserve. It's a private corporation which runs our monetary system and profits by charging the U.S. government interest on every dollar it creates. That is a one heck of a pretty good deal for those wealthy bankers who own the Federal Reserve, but not for us taxpayers who can never be out of debt with a setup like that. In order for the U.S. to get this mess cleaned up, the greed and the corruption at the level of the Federal Reserve, which is at the center of this mess, needs to be exposed and changed. Now, in addition to that, the U.S. chart shows that its financial system, including the U.S. dollar, are being transformed. And let me remind you that the word transformation means permanent change. With any luck at all, this will mean our banking system is reined back into place and all financial institutions, whether they be banks, insurance, or investment firms, will get a whole new set of rules which will not allow these kinds of situations to develop in the future. Now, at the moment, economically, we're in a deflationary period. This means prices are being discounted, and oftentimes they're being discounted substantially in order to sell anything. This deflationary period is going to last through February 5th. Now, at that point, the lower prices will stabilize a bit through the end of March. And at the end of March, though, we should start seeing inflation take over big time through the end of the year. This means that oil prices will increase then. Interest rates will increase throughout the rest of the year. And for that matter, all prices will increase throughout the rest of the year. Now, how much inflation could we have? It's actually very hard to say because we have an unusual configuration showing up for this. This cycle is Jupiter conjunct both Chiron and Neptune. And the last time we had these guys in a major configuration, we got stagflation in the early 80s. This configuration is a bit different from that one, but it's nevertheless one of the possibilities. So we could see something up to 20% of inflation. We'll just have to see what happens. Now, I mentioned a bit ago that there's a possibility that Obama could land this failing economy in the water of a false recovery, but that may be what's needed to buy us enough time to get to a real recovery. Now, what would a false recovery look like? Well, for starters, we would most likely inflate our way out of debt by paying back the debt with dollars that aren't worth as much as the dollars we have now. This is one major possibility throughout this year, and it's the reason I've recommended buying gold for so long. I still recommend this if you can get any. Gold will remain a major store of wealth throughout this transition. And that's because printing a lot more money might sound like a good solution, but it also has the challenge of devaluing the dollar. This is the path to inflation that I talked about earlier, and it's the primary reason why the dollar will have to be replaced, hopefully this year, by a dollar that's at least partially backed by gold. Now, March 6th through April 17th, we have Venus retrograde, when we will be rethinking money and this financial situation. So we could see the economic situation hit a new peak of trouble during this period. Plus, shortly before that, on February 5th, we get a second peak of Saturn opposite Uranus. And that indicates we could see another earthquake, financial or otherwise, in February, followed shortly, as I mentioned, by rethinking money and the banking crisis. Now, in July and August of 2009, we get eclipses which suggest a sudden need for new reforms due to unexpected challenges. The July 7th lunar eclipse is opposite the USA's sun. This means that trying to solve problems with old solutions will not work, and new ones must be found. The debt issue shows up in these eclipses as well, suggesting they're part of the problem. And in September, we get the peak of a third earthquake cycle of Saturn opposite Uranus. I know you must be tired of that guy by now. If the dollar doesn't crash earlier in the year, this is actually the most likely time for it to do that. And on October 29th, Saturn moves into the sign of Libra and immediately squares Pluto. Holy doggies. This cycle is related to major challenges for transforming structures. It's a challenging cycle for the economy, and depending on what happens before then, will depend on how serious this cycle will impact the economy. The power of a similar cycle, Saturn opposite Pluto, was demonstrated by the 9/11 destruction of the World Trade Towers. So I'm not kidding you, this is a very big cycle. This event has changed many other structures in our daily lives, and look for similar levels of impact from this. So we'll see what happens with that. Anyways, we will continue to revisit the issues of debt or financial loss and high inflation throughout this year. And by the end of December or late January 2010, we'll start crawling out of this mess. Now, in the meantime, I just want to mention that Kryon, our Earth's magnetic master, said at his event in Seattle last weekend, he said something very important. First of all, he sent his congratulations to all Americans for taking on the issue of greed and corruption and putting an end to it. He says this is the real reason behind the economic challenges. Our consciousness is ready for something better. So I want to give you a hearty congratulations. And just know, we will get through this together. Now, I know we're coming up to another short break, and after that, I'm going to be taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. 2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you have questions about a job, finances, or relationships? Astrologer Madeline Gerwick is offering special 30-minute personal consultations about love, money, or career for just $85. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call Madeline at 877-524-8300 to schedule. Go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com. That's P-O-L-A-R-I-S BusinessGuides.com. So stop wondering and start asking.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick. Are you concerned about your money and your future? We are entering an economic crisis like never before. If you're counting on the system to take care of you, you will lose, and I don't want that to happen. Here's what I can offer. I'll give you absolutely free my 6-CD series on how to take control of your own money. All you have to do is go to my website, formulaformillionaires.com, or go to any bookstore this month and buy my book titled Secrets of the Millionaire Inside.
How would you like to recession-proof yourself in 2009? Rich Gurman, one of America's most popular business and life coaches, can empower you to do just that. His affordable coaching programs will guide you to a lifestyle of great health, happiness, and prosperity. Go to richgerman.com, spelled RICHGERMAN.com, to learn more about his popular coaching 101 classes and mastermind groups. Rich Gurman will help you turn your dreams into reality.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom, Tom Liotta, at WeExcel Financial, 888-252-3083. Or his website. website, debtfreemca.com.
Most of mankind's diseases are part of history, but few realize it at this time. A simple, inexpensive mineral supplement has the potential to change your life and your health. Go to thedrpatshow.com and listen to the interview with Jim Humble and Dennis Richard and learn the secrets of why your health is your choice. MMS, the miracle mineral supplement of the 21st century, can be purchased at mmsdr.com or call 760-536-6123. That's mmsdr.com.
Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Outside the box, outside the norm, inside your radio. Alternative Talk, 1150.
The Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm taking your calls now, and I can answer personal business timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. And you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Now, first, before I take your calls, just a quick reminder. If I don't get to your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Remember, it's toll-free. And also, just remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your most important challenge so you can start the year right. Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, and they are coming in like crazy, like the floodwaters of a few weeks ago around here. Man, I can hardly hold them back. I can't hold them back, Madeline. We're going to start things off with Dinah. That was a horrible segue, but that's all I had to work with. Dinah's calling in from Bellevue, Washington. She had a question about her relationship, or at least maybe where it's going, or if there's one on the way. It's a 2009 year thing she's looking for. So her birth date is January 28th of 76 at 8:20 a.m. in Bellevue as well. So Dinah.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Dinah.
Hi.
Now, what's your relationship situation right now?
I'm in a relationship.
Okay. And how's that going?
It could be better.
It could be better.
He's a Virgo. I'm an Aquarian. I don't know.
Well, you know what? I was married. I'm a Virgo, and I was married for an Aquarian to 28 years. And I'll just tell you,
nothing to do with it.
I'll tell you why that relationship can work. They're both very mental. And usually, when you have that kind of a relationship, you don't get an interdependency, a dependency where one is, you get codependent on each other. You end up avoiding that situation. You both kind of end up managing to maintain your independency in the relationship, which can be a healthy thing. But now, all relationships are different, dependent on the two people. And I'm just looking at your chart to see what's going on. It looks like you have some growth coming up to relationships right now. And so how long have you had this relationship?
Let's see. Like 5 years.
5 years. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. And you're still feeling like you don't know what is happening with it, huh? It hasn't turned into a committed relationship?
Well, I mean, we have a child together. She's 3. We do live together.
Oh, okay.
But, I've been kind of feeling this way since the very beginning.
Okay. Well, one thing that's going on, there's actually two other things that are going on that are significant for you. You've been going through a period, particularly in the last maybe 2 years, year and a half to 2 years, and still really going on here in a fairly strong way, is that your identity is kind of dissolving and changing to something different.
Oh, wow, yeah.
So as you're going through that process, your partner doesn't actually know who you are. See, and he actually has to change, too, in order to stay in the dance with you.
Yeah.
See, it's not like a one-person kind of, you know, you go off and dissolve your identity and change, and then, but he's still relating to the same person. It doesn't work that way. So it's confusing, usually, for the other person, you know, that you're in a relationship with when you have this kind of a cycle. And it can, and you know, because he's probably feeling like, wow, you know, she wasn't like this 2 years ago. What's going on, you see? So it's hard on the other person, too, because they don't really know who you're becoming. And usually you don't know who you're becoming either. So it takes a lot of faith, takes a lot of trust in the other person for the two of you to go through this dance together. And that's the first piece. And the second piece is, you're also coming up to a time when you're trying to heal some old wounds related to who you are, your identity, and how you relate to other people.
Yeah.
You see, so this can also be a bit of a challenge in the sense of, you know, you're already dissolving parts of yourself, you see, and now you're going to come along and heal, which is great. But you're not staying the same. You see what I'm saying? You're moving through a bunch of very personal changes about you, and you'll actually be better off for it when you get through this. But during the time period where the changes are actually occurring, it can feel very confusing.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. So I would just hang in there for a while. Your Jupiter's going to come into your first house, probably the next few months here. And it'll run back into your 12th house a little bit later in the year. I'm just looking to see when this is going to happen. Probably, let's see, around April, late April. And that actually should give you quite a boost, because usually when you get Jupiter into your first house, it feels like you're getting some personal development, some personal growth. Watch out, though, for growing physically. That can happen, too, where you gain weight, and that's usually not the goal. But, you know, it has some very nice benefits. When it came around for me, I ended up going to Europe, which was quite fun. And you can have some very expansive experiences when this is there. And so your partner may also have them. What's that?
And when is that happening?
That probably will start for you in late April.
Okay.
And then it will, you know, stay for a while and then run back out and then come back in later in the year.
Okay.
And so you'll have a little bit of a, you know, in and out with that. But it's a very fun experience. And it should be there for most of the year. You know, it's going to run out for a little while, but you know, it'll be there for most of the year. It's quite a great cycle to be in. And this, actually, Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune are all conjunct in your first house this year, so it will be quite an incredible year for you, I imagine.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And, you know, these changes will impact the relationship, of course, because as you grow, your partner will grow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Okay.
Now, how does one go about getting a personal reading with you?
You can just call my office, and the toll-free number is 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. That's a toll-free number.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
So much.
Yeah. Thank you for coming on the show.
Cool. Thanks very much, Dinah, for calling in. We'll let her go. And I think we have time for to start another one there, Madeline.
Yep.
Okay. Let's bring on Jeanette. She's calling in from Seattle.
Okay.
She has a health question for you. So let me give out your information to you.
Okay.
It's September 15th. of 43.
Okay.
Madeline's quickly putting it into her little computer there. At 1:59 p.m.
1:59 p.m., okay.
Yep. In good old Seattle, Washington, too, so she's a native.
Love it.
Of the area. Not sure if she's an actual native, but we can ask her that, too. Jeanette, welcome to the show.
Thank you. And I am a native Seattleite.
Cool. I was
Love
right
it.
On.
Love
unusual.
It.
Unusual.
Tell me, Jeanette, how can I help you today?
I have noticed my blood pressure increasing.
Uh-oh.
And I'm wondering what you can tell me about that.
Okay.
You know, is it just a diet issue, or is there more going on than that?
All right. Let me look at your chart here for a bit and see what's happening to that area. Let's see. There's actually multiple places in a chart where physical issues can show up.
Okay.
So I'm looking at two of them to figure out what's going on here. I'm thinking you have, let's see, 7 degrees. Can you tell me what's been going on in terms of, you know, has there been any stresses or anything that have...
I think I'm coming to that point in my life, what now do I do? Because I've done what I do, although I'm still doing it. And I think
so. You're like bored with it?
I don't really want to say I'm bored with it, but I think it comes to a time I let go of it more or stop doing it totally. And part of the problem is, of course, what do I do now or what do I go on to? I think that's part of the problem. I also see myself as just going through a lot of changes, which maybe I'm going to kind of let you, if you will, follow through and describe that to me.
Right. Yes. That's what I was actually wondering about. If you've had, it looks like you're one of the lucky ducks going through the earthquake cycle.
Okay. I can
and
believe
so,
it.
So, you know, and this is related to your core self, you know, who you are and oops, we will finish with you, so just hang on. We'll finish you when we come right back. Now, after this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
MBSConnect.com, Mind, Body, Soul, Connect, is an innovative and interactive wellness resource company. The mission of MBS Connect is to help America be well by providing easy access to progressive programs, products, and providers. MBS Connect is building networks of wellness providers nationwide using all types of modalities who want to be part of the wellness revolution. To find a provider in your area, call 888-398-9287 or visit MBSConnect.com.
You want to help people, and you know that the angels can help. You understand that as each person heals, our world takes a step towards peace. Become a certified angelic life coach and learn how to guide others in their healing with help from the angels. AngelsTeach.com offers a comprehensive 6-month teleclass training program that can launch you into a career with angels right from your home. For more information or to register, visit AngelsTeach.com.
Hey, Benny, Dr. Pat's looking pretty good lately, don't you think?
Yeah, you know what? I noticed that, too. Maybe she's got some new makeup.
Nope, it's the Ageless Secret she's been using. It's an all-natural, organic, energetic cosmetic that's stronger than gravity. They say people that start using it look younger while they're getting older. It's made with purified water and special ingredients, including trace minerals, aloe, and MSM. Ageless Secret. Do you think I should start using it?
Sure, why not? And get me some, too.
Hey, guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the light mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
Hypnosis has been scientifically verified to stimulate desired changes in behavior, such as weight loss, smoking cessation, and pain control. Learn the latest hypnosis techniques and receive your certificate in clinical hypnotherapy at the February 20th through 22nd weekend event in Seattle. Call 800-800-MIND and mention the Dr. Pat Show when you call. Visit hypnosis.com, the Empowerment Partnership, and American Pacific University. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
Ahead of the talk radio curve, naturally. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Now, right now, I'm taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, economic, and prosperity questions, but I believe we already have all the callers for today. So, and just a quick reminder before I do take those last calls, that if you don't get your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get your new year started in the right direction. So, Benny, do we have Jeanette here so we can finish her call?
Yep, brought her back on. So, Jeanette, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. I'm here.
Okay, Jeanette. Now, what I was saying is that you're actually undergoing what I call those personal earthquake changes, where perhaps you have waited a little too long, or you knew that you needed to make a change, but you didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you are feeling like it's more related to your career. Need to occur.
Well, that will come in time.
I'm thinking it's related to either your beliefs or possibly how you communicate.
Probably, yeah. I feel that my beliefs are very much changing.
Good.
And
that's good.
I feel there's like an expansion going
good.
On.
Because actually that's what this is about. This cycle wants to liberate you from old conditioning so that you can become of who you truly are.
Yeah.
Be more of your authentic self.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there typically feels like there are a lot of responsibilities that are kind of hanging on you, and you have to really kind of buckle under somewhat to handle them all. So
yeah.
It can feel like you're being pulled in two different directions.
Yeah.
Have you gotten more responsibilities? Or
not more responsibilities. Maybe a little more concerns with the actual money because of the way the market and that kind of stuff and what to do with actual money,
kind
of stuff.
Well, let me just give you a quick tip for that situation and really for all of these situations that appear to be negative. If you will not buy into it, you know, the universe will just let you skate on through.
Okay.
So when you're in fear of that whole situation, you're telling the universe, send me less money.
Ah.
So you want to get out of fear of that whole thing. There's an emotional freedom and healing release for prosperity that is on my website at Polaris Business Guides. You can find it at the Polaris store under our prosperity classes.
Okay.
And that will help you release any fears about the economy, money not coming to you for some reason. And that will free you up to have money come to you. And make sure you're feeling like it can come to you.
And it's okay. And it's more like where to put it where it's safe because of the way the market keeps going down, down, and down.
Yeah, that's why I've been recommending gold.
Yeah.
Gold,
yeah,
silver, kinds of things, yeah.
Yeah.
Check out some of my other shows.
And what you said about communication really is key because I have been really working on chakras, specifically the throat chakra.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that would help you a lot, too. It's, your throat chakra to liberate it so that, you know, and increase its energy.
Yeah.
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 Good luck with that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks.
Cool. Thanks very much for calling in, Jeanette. And Madeline, I think we have time for one more caller.
We'll squeak one in here.
We like to squeak them in, don't we?
Yeah.
Susie's calling in. She has now finally scheduled her surgery date, so congratulations to her. She's got a date of birth of 2/18 of 50 at 3:17 p.m. in Cleveland, Ohio. That's, of course, where she was born. She is calling in from Seattle, so we want to see what's the outcome or the, I guess, future ideas about the surgery coming up. So, Susie.
Okay. Hi,
good
Susie.
Morning. Hi, Madeline. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Now, when's your surgery date?
It's on February 25th.
February 25th. That looks like a reasonably good day.
And they scheduled it at 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Okay.
Yep. And it's gynecological surgery.
Okay. Now, let me just check that real quick. Where is the moon in Pisces that day? Okay, so that part is okay. So let me just look real quick here at, you said February 25th.
Yes.
And 2009, 1 o'clock, right?
Yes.
And is it going to be in Seattle?
Yes, it will be.
Okay. All right. Let me look at your chart with that date here and see what that looks like. Whoops, what happened here? Okay, here we go. All right, so. Well, it's good in certain ways because you have the moon coming up to your moon that day, which could be helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Your sun is not quite, it's not quite there, but you have something that, you have a cycle that's getting closer. It probably won't peak this year, but it's a cycle for healing that will help it.
When is that cycle of healing, just so I know?
It'll get closer to your sun during the year, you see. You know, kind of roughly in the middle of the year, you know, it'll stay close to it through most of the latter part of the year, but then next year it'll actually probably hit it next year.
Oh, great.
So this is kind of like a long process of healing if you have something going on that's kind of major.
I do.
And let's see. What's happening with Jupiter here? Jupiter. Oh, actually, that looks very good for having a surgery date for you. That day has some good indications for surgery. So I'd say you're in good shape for that day.
Well, this is very good news, Madeline, because they scheduled me for the 4th of February, and I didn't have my calendar, the notes from your broadcast. And then when I got home and I looked at the notes, I went, absolutely not, I got to reschedule. So this is as they could put me back in. So thank you for that. That really helps me. And
okay.
Say one thing, that I did let go of a relationship within this last week. Again, based on what you had said, and life is so great now. So thank you so much.
Bless
you, heart. You're just wonderful.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you enjoy the show.
Okay, then.
Thank you for coming on.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Especially now during Mercury retrograde, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by all the things that surface and need to be done. And as the acceleration of time, or change, I should say, increases, it can feel harder and harder to keep up. That creates stress and pushes money away from us. So instead of trying to use our old processes, which take way too much time, we need to use our intuition to make decisions. This can shortcut a lot of research or time-consuming processes and lead to excellent results faster. There are multiple ways to work with your intuition, including pendulums, muscle testing, and just getting clear about your messages. So stay in your heart and make your choices from there. And when you stay in integrity with your intuition, challenges will be solved quickly and money will come to you much more easily. Now, next Friday, I'll be back on January 30th to discuss all about time. We actually swim in time, and this is why it's hard for us to perceive the divine plan of the day. Astrology gives us tools to work with the energies of each day so we can prosper by working in harmony with it. So discover how your life can be easier by having the wind of the universe at your back. Now, in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And while you're there, be sure to get your 2009 Good Timing Guides and newsletters by going to our Polaris store. Our inventory of the printed guides is getting low, so get them while we still have them, so you can work in harmony with the universe. You can also call us toll-free to order at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.